Welcome to episode 220 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today we wrap up our week-long study of the book of John, the last of the four gospels in our series, 50 books of the Bible in 50 weeks. Of the four gospels written, John's is probably the last one written. The first three present the life of Jesus in a similar format, focusing on the teachings of Christ and documenting the things that he did. John focuses more on who Jesus is. He writes for a very specific purpose, that we might believe. John 20, verse 31. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name.
You are the God of powerful, I believe.
John seeks to strengthen the faith of second-generation believers and bring about faith in others. But he also wants to correct a false teaching that has been spreading in the first century. There is a doctrine that the Christ Spirit comes upon a human Jesus at his baptism and leaves him at the crucifixion. John emphasizes that Christ is the Son of God, and fully man. John 6, verse 29, Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent." The Gospel of John includes only seven miracles. John calls them signs, to demonstrate the deity of Christ and illustrate his ministry. Some of these miracles and stories, such as the raising of Lazarus, are found only in John. His is the most theological of the four Gospels, and he often gives the reasons behind events mentioned in the other Gospels. John shares much about the approaching ministry of the Holy Spirit after Jesus' ascension. There are certain words or phrases that create recurring themes: believe, witness, comforter, life, death, light, darkness, I am, and love. The Gospel of John introduces Jesus Christ not from his birth, but from the beginning, before creation. John calls Jesus the Word, Logos, who, as God himself, is involved in every aspect of creation, and who later becomes flesh so that he might take away our sins as the spotless Lamb of God. The Gospel of John includes several spiritual conversations, such as Jesus' talk with a Samaritan woman in John 4 that shows him as the Messiah, and Jesus' meeting with a religious leader, Nicodemus, that explains salvation through his death on the cross. Jesus repeatedly angers the Jewish leaders by correcting them, healing on the Sabbath, and claiming traits that they consider blasphemous, such as knowing the Father, asserting that before Abraham was, I am, describing himself as a light of the world, and forgiving sins. John gets annoyed with his disciples for being slow to get who he is as the Son of God. John 14, verse 9. Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, 'Show us the Father'?" The last nine chapters of the Gospel of John deal with the final week of Jesus' life. Jesus prepares his disciples for his coming death and for their ministry after his resurrection and ascension. He then willingly dies on the cross in our place. Of his life, he asserts in John 10, verse 18, "No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father." And he follows this up by making a declaration of his death while on the cross, John 19, verse 30. "So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, 'It is finished.' And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit." He dies, paying our sin debt in full, so that whoever trusts in him will be saved. John 10, verse 28. "And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand." Jesus then arises from the dead, convincing even the most doubting of his disciples that he is God and Master. Here are his words to the doubting Thomas. Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed."
Jesus.
Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer. Messiah, Lord of all.
Sing this with us.
The Gospel of John's portrayal of Jesus as the God of the Old Testament is seen most emphatically in seven I Am statements. He is the bread of life, provided by God to feed the souls of his people, just as he provided manna from heaven to feed the Israelites in the wilderness. Jesus is the light of the world, the same light that God promised to his people in the Old Testament, and which will find its culmination in the New Jerusalem when Christ the Lamb will be its light. Two of the I Am statements refer to Jesus as both the Good Shepherd and the Door of the Sheep. Here are clear references to Jesus as the God of the Old Testament, the Shepherd of Israel, and as the only door into the sheepfold, the only way of salvation. It is as the Good Shepherd that promises that the sheep can have access to a 10-10 life, life to the full. The Jews believe in the resurrection and use the doctrine to try to trick Jesus into making statements they can use against him. But his statement at the tomb of Lazarus, "I am the resurrection and the life," must have astounded them. He claims to be the cause of resurrection and in possession of the power of life and death. None other than God himself can claim such a thing. Similarly, Jesus' claim to be the way, the truth, and the life links him unmistakably to the Old Testament. His is the way of holiness, prophesied in Isaiah 35, verse 8. He establishes the city of truth of Zechariah 8, verse 3, when he is in Jerusalem and preaches the truth of the gospel. As the life, Jesus affirms his deity, the creator of life, God incarnate. Finally, as the true vine, Jesus identifies himself with the nation of Israel, who are called the vineyard of the Lord in many Old Testament passages. As the true vine of the vineyard of Israel, he portrays himself as the Lord of the true Israel, all those who will come to him in faith. And that can include you and me. The Gospel of John is significant because it is written by someone who knows Jesus better than almost anyone. It begins with a creation statement that establishes Jesus' identity, and based on that identity, calls readers to believe in and accept the one who was given as a ransom because God so loved. The Gospel of John continues to fulfill its purpose of evangelizing the lost. John 3, verse 16 is likely the best-known Bible verse and is often used in evangelistic Bible studies. In the recorded encounters between Jesus and Nicodemus and the woman at the well, we learn much from Jesus' model of personal evangelism. His comforting words to his disciples before his death are still of great comfort in sorrowful times. Jesus' high priestly prayer for believers in chapter 17 is also a wonderful source of encouragement for believers. John's teachings concerning the deity of Christ are helpful in apologetics and provide a clear revelation of who Jesus is, fully God and fully man. Father, thank you for being the way and the truth and the life. Give us the conviction and courage to come to the Father through you. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.